Paul, writing to the Colossians, in Colossians, the second chapter, starting in verse number 11, says this: "In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, by which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses, the uncircumcision of your flesh, he's made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Paul is dealing with a group of folks who were having some problems within themselves, within the congregation. There were some that thought they were better than others. There were some that thought that they were more important than others. There were some that thought they weren't important, and they thought others were better than them. And Paul wanted them to understand, we're all valuable. We're all important. We're all forgiven by the same blood. Now, listen to him again as I talk through this passage. "In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands." He's speaking to the Jews in the congregation there. They did circumcision, physical circumcision. They literally cut off the foreskin at the birth of a child. But he said there's a circumcision that everyone in the congregation, male, female, Gentile, Jew, wealthy, poor, educated, uneducated, you all were circumcised. Circumcision being the sign that you are within the family of God in the Old Testament. The circumcision was the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. How do we do that? We do it by being buried with him in baptism. That's when that event took place. And none can deny that everyone, male and female and educated and uneducated, wealthy, poor, powerful and weak, all were baptized. So they all were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also, there's a second part of this. You know, there's not just the burying. Preachers would be going to jail all the time if all they did was bury people in baptism. That's not where it ends. It didn't end for any of us. You were raised with him through faith in the working of God. You submitted to this, and you were raised through faith in the working of God. Not faith in my goodness, or faith in my importance, or faith in my wealth, but the working of God. That's what takes away our sins. The working of God, who raised him from the dead. Implying that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead raised us from the watery grave of baptism and left behind our sins, just as he left behind his death and came forth from that tomb. And he said, you were dead. You know, that's a hard thought. I was dead. Some of us have gone through in the last couple of years death in the family. And it's hard to think about. I was dead. Just like my loved one is separated from me, I was separated from God. I was dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh. In other words, you were living according to the world. And we were. But he's made alive together with him. Just imagine how wonderful it would be to have that loved one with you again. Alive. Well, that's not going to happen in this world. But we are alive. We're no longer separated from God. We're together with him because he's forgiven us all our trespasses. All our trespasses. Now, with some of us, that's a whole lot more than it is with others. Some of us didn't live that good a life when we were outside of Christ. Some of us haven't lived that good a life since we've been a Christian and we needed to be restored. And there may be some that yet tonight need to be restored because we have trespasses in our life. But he can make us alive together with him, forgiving us our trespasses, wiping out the handwritten requirements that were against us, which were contrary to us. Have you ever thought about trying to keep the Ten Commandments? I mean, faithfully, literally keeping the Ten Commandments. If you ever had a thought of, why did she get that job instead of me? Why can't I have a car like that? Why do I have to struggle every month when those people across the street that are not living faithfully don't? You're coveting. That's what you're doing. And you're gone to hell if you're keeping the Ten Commandments. That was the end of it. You were done until Christ came. Oh, how wonderful it is to know that that's taken out of the way. We have a living Savior whose blood continues to cleanse us every day. Do you need that cleansing tonight? Can we help you? I believe everybody in the room has been immersed for the forgiveness of your sins. Have you been living faithful to that? Do you need to come home? If you do, won't you come right now while we stand and while we sing?